Welcome back to Show Me What You Got, and you're still kicking it with your boy Double D, Deola D. Brown. And right up next will be an international female basketball player all the way from Missouri. Played Division I basketball at the Southeast Missouri University and played her last 2 years of professional basketball with Killer Thunder in the Big V Basketball League. She won the MVP award for the Big V State Champion 2019, signed on to play with the Diamond Valley in the NBL 1 until COVID hit, but of course represented NT through the Boundless Possible in the NBL 3x3 National Pro Hustle Tour. Coming up right now, Erin Bowman, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program, Erin. How you doing?
I am so good now that I'm talking to you.
I know, right, man? You're a hot girl to get a hold of. You finally did it, though. You know,
finally.
Finally did. Real quick, first of all, for those who don't know who superstar Erin is, the basketball player, tell them a little bit about yourself and your journey, you know, up until this point in playing basketball.
Man, you are the ultimate hype man. My story, I play overseas in Australia. It's my third year. It was my third year. And I went to college, D1 college in Missouri, grew up in Missouri, and the first big move I did was coming over to Australia to play. So kind of just grinded until then, and now here I am, living a life that I was not intended. I'm so blessed. So, yeah, life's good.
First of all, I mean everything. I say you're an incredible player, incredible girl as well, you know. But yes, your game has done most of the talking, winning the MVP award for Big V in 2019, made the finals appearance, you know, played in Kilo, spent 2 years in Kilo for Kilo Thunder Basketball and Association. I had a little bit of a history with as well, you know. Now tell us, what has your experience in Australia been like for you?
I don't know if there's a word for it. My life was going one way,
right,
and then you get to Australia and you realize this is the way life should probably be. So relaxed, so like positive and awesome. Oh man, I mean, I can go on and on, but I've met such amazing people. I have so many connections from people who just give. Whenever I come over, I have 1,000 people to see, it feels like. So I don't know. You guys are so welcoming. Australia is so awesome. I don't want to leave. Every time I leave, I get upset. So it's been great.
Oh, nice and amazing words. I'm sure Australia feels just the same way about you. Now, what would you? How would you compare your experience playing in college? Of course, you played Div 1 over there, and playing in Australia. Mm-hmm. What would you? How would you compare the level of game and the level of play?
My biggest lesson probably has been, from coming over to Australia, it's been self-discipline. So we're used to in college 2 practices a day, one at 6 a.m., the other at 1 p.m.,
right.
And everything is basketball. And then you come over overseas, and Australia, it's 2 practices a week.
Yep.
So it's
super
either
chill.
You only do those 2 practices, yeah, or you figure out how to work out yourself. Yeah. And that's what I had to do, is just go in all the time by myself. And so many people would go with me, teammates, other people in the club. And we started having these little workouts throughout, and you kind of just figure it out with as much as you can.
Right.
But yeah, that's what's like the biggest difference, I would say, is the amount of training and the amount of individual personal training that you have to put yourself through.
Yeah. And of course, your work did the talking, winning the MVP award in 2019 with Killer Thunder Basketball Club in the Big V competition down in Victoria. What was that experience like for you, and how did you feel when your name got called?
Man, I actually stuck around a little bit longer because my coach and my coaches had a feeling that may be an award that could happen. And
okay.
I mean, it's such an awesome individual award, but in a heartbeat, I would trade that in for that finals win.
Aww.
Man, I went up there. I was super excited for 10 seconds, and I was like, oh, I just wish it was a finals win. I wish my whole team was up here with me. But yeah, I mean, it just shows the personal and hard work I've put in for the past couple of years. It just showed, and that's what I have always put to myself, is if you work as hard as you can, it'll pay off. And that was a payoff for me. So next thing is to win a finals with the team. That's
right.
My next goal.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. You're playing with them again next season. Supposed to be this season, but COVID happened, shut down the world, you know. So what's up next with you? You coming back? Definitely, you're back home in the States right now, doing your thing, working hard as always. Are you coming back to join the group, and what are the expectations for the next season coming up?
I actually was going to play for Diamond Valley for the NBL 1 team this past year.
Oh, wow, okay.
And yeah, was practicing, was right there, had two practice games, so it just teased me a little bit and then had to go home. But aww. Now I'm just maybe thinking of going back to that club, maybe figuring out something outside of Victoria since unfortunately what's going on there. So just trying to find, yes, I want to come back to Australia. So if you can just talk to Australia for me and let me back in, that would be great.
You will definitely be back in. I don't think you'll have a problem with that for sure. Hopefully COVID takes his ugly face away real soon and then the borders open up again and you can come back. But I'm sure you will definitely have a lot of gigs lined up for you. I will definitely put my hand to get something up for you up and running. But we gotta talk about 3-on-3 though. All right. You had a beautiful stint with 3-on-3. You know, we were on the same squad during the NBL 3x3 Hustle. You played for the Boundless Possible women's team. You know, what has been your experience playing 3-on-3? And what has been your general take playing 3-on-3, especially the pro hustle?
Great question. It was almost like day and night.
Right.
Completely different competition than 5-on-5 up and down. Like, my favorite thing about basketball is transition. Mm. And there is no transition in 3-on-3. You are constantly moving, constantly going. There are no pauses. There may be a free throw here and there, but I mean, you are just going for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was such an awesome experience. I got to meet people like you who were on the men's side. You guys were an awesome group. And then the girls I got to play with were amazing. Some great people come from NT, I can say, but the experience, I learned so much about sports, about basketball, that I am going to carry back over to 5-on-5. So I'm glad that was an experience I got to do.
Well, I mean, that's definitely realistic, because someone like Beck Cole, who you played against, you know, she 3-on-3 completely transformed her game. And now she went from being, you know, an average player on the 5-on-5 stage to being an exceptional athlete on the 5-on-5 teams now, you know, even looking to get a squad with the Opals, you know. So definitely 3-on-3 can transform your game. But I got to ask you, what is your take on the level and quality of players that you played against? And I just mentioned Beck Cole, you know, Matty Garrick, you know, all them types, Mariana Tolo, you know, these are Olympians, people who are, you know, at the stage of playing at the highest level of the game. What was your take, you know, competing against them girls?
Well, I hope and pray that I get to compete against them again at a higher level. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But they are such awesome girls. They're communicative. They talk to each other on defense, offense. I mean, off the floor, they were talking to all of us. It was a great experience, a great ambiance to be a part of. And then just playing defense against them, just understanding that the quickness of the people in levels higher, it's
right.
You know, uncanny. It's fun to play against. But we actually, the 3-on-3, everybody was getting their butts beat by the Matty Garrick and Becca Cole and the other girl.
Yep.
And we were the only ones that held our own. I think we only lost by one.
Yeah.
And I, like, that's probably the proudest moment, is that when it came to a level of, you know, major competition.
Yep.
We kind of stepped up as a team, and that was the coolest experience, learning experience at least, that, you know, it isn't just skyrockets above us. We can compete. So that was a lot of fun to play against them.
Absolutely. Well, and compete you did. You guys held your own and brought down the storm, of course. run us through a little bit about a day in the life of Erin. You know, how'd you work out? How'd you eat? How'd you train? You know, tell us a little bit. Take us into that, you know, sixth room in the house of Erin.
Okay. awesome question. I start off waking up at 4:30 every single morning.
Wow.
Yes. And I used to tell myself I couldn't do it, but that's a limiting thought. If we are limiting ourselves, so if we have a limiting thought like that, we're not going to do it. But if I actually firmly believe I can do it, heck yeah. So I've done it for the past month, and it's been so rewarding. I have so much done before 8 a.m. that I wouldn't even be awake for in the past. So I wake up, I go train immediately. I go lift weights for an hour, and it's intense weight training. Then afterwards, I work out again. I work and do cardio for an hour, and then I go to the gym, and I shoot 500 or more shots.
Wow.
And that is my routine every single day. And then I have work. I work at some point, But within my day, and this is the most important thing that I would most likely want to pass on to people, is within my day, there are so many moments where I am practicing self-love and self-respect. And I'll make a minute to talk to myself in the mirror about how much I'm proud of myself for things, because that was never in my schedule. I never made time for that. And that has uplifted my career in basketball, in life, my relationships, by building a sturdy boat of me. Like, you can't be mad your boat is sinking when right. you're the one putting holes in it. So I'm making sure that I feel like I'm enough so I can help others. So it's like throughout my day, that's what I'm doing. Talking to myself, making sure that I feel secure. Those are my favorite moments of my day. And then, and then I go to sleep early and then I do it again. That's my life.
Amazing stuff. I see you dropping some real positive dimes on your Facebook page and Instagram. So yes, I can relate to that. I'm sure you're out there, you know, uplifting a person or two, you know, amazing. But Australia, you hear that? This girl working. She ready to come back here and put in the work. You know, definitely a star player, someone you want to definitely have on your team. Thank you for being on the program, Erin. But before I let you go, any last words of advice or encouragement to youngins out there who want to take up the sport, especially girls, because I'm a huge advocate of women in sports, you know, who want to be like Erin or just shoot for the stars and be the best they can be?
Right. Okay. There's so much advice I can give, but I'll narrow
it down. Drop all them dimes, girl.
I would say favorite quote ever is "Work so hard they can't ignore you."
Right.
So politics are in basketball. There's so much that goes into you playing, but if you work so hard, they can't see you. Facts. Man, work. Just work as hard as you can, and you know how much work you're putting in. So Facts. It's all you.
There you go. Work so hard till they cannot ignore you, man. Amazing. The one I usually use is work so hard till your idols become your rivals, which is just the same thing. You know.
Ooh. I'm going to write that one down. Like
that. Shout out to Erin Bowman. Thank you so much for coming on the program. You're an amazing guest. Thank you. It was lovely having you on. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. You're awesome. I hope to see you soon.
Erin Bowman, ladies and gentlemen, the Big V Women's MVP 2019, played for Kilo Thunder Basketball Club and also represented NC through the Boundless Possible 3x3 team in the NBL Pro Hustle. Coming up right about now to break loose the NTFL season, Matt Conard will be talking about his journey playing for the Southern Districts and what's coming up next for him this season. And don't forget to jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast to listen to all these interesting interviews and many others coming right at you.